Patient name, Nicolette Tianga, T-I-A-N-G-A. Provider name, Corrine Castrol, PMHN-PBC. Date of service, Thursday, June 13, 2024. Time of appointment, 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. Billing codes, 99205. Chief complaint, the patient reports that she is seeking a new provider for her psychiatric treatment with pharmacotherapy, period. History of present illness. The onset of the patient's illness was at age 8, period. She had therapy at that time for episodes of feeling anxious, then got better. She came back. The symptoms came back senior year, and she was put back on medication. During her freshman year, COVID hit, period. She stated it was around that time that they found the, quote, perfect, unquote, medicine for her, which was Prozac 40 milligrams POQ daily, period. The patient graduated in May of 2023. She is back home with her parents now. She was put on buspirone 10 milligrams in the AM once daily once she moved back home. She endorses symptoms of panic attacks where she feels flutters in her heart. She feels that she has to be more cautious. She stated she, quote, freaks out a bit, unquote, when something happens to her physically and she fears that she will end up in the hospital for something medical. She has severe fears of illness. She stated she did have a panic attack, a very slight one, while in Nashville, Tennessee recently when she woke up from a dream. The patient describes OCD symptoms, which are worse at night. She washes her hands compulsively. She stated she has to think certain things in a certain order. She stated she has had other random behaviors at other times in her life where she would have to do a certain behavior a certain number of times, period. If she didn't engage in these rituals, she would become very anxious and feel that something bad would happen, period. In particular, these fears were of cancer and death, period. She stated that her father had a recent MI, which frightened her. The patient denies ever having depressed symptomatology. She's never been hypomanic or manic. She's never been psychotic. No history of traumatic events, period. No tics. The patient's appetite is large. She is concerned about her weight, which is in the overweight category. She stated she stress eats. She also stated she eats for fear of getting faint. She's always active and works out regularly. There are no suicidal or homicidal ideations, no evidence of mania, formal thought disorder, or psychosis during interview. family history, the mother takes Prozac for depression. There's no substance abuse in the family. Substance use. The patient drinks from time to time. She will have at most 5 to 6 drinks, having one per hour over a number of hours. She's never had blackouts, withdrawals, period. No DWIs, no detoxes, no rehabs. She's never used drugs. She's never used nicotine. She does not binge or purge, but does eat when stressed. The patient saw medical. The patient saw an endocrinologist, Dr. Wazma, that's spelled W-A-Z-H-M-A, last name Nasari, N-A-S-S-A-R-I, hyphen Ahad, period. She was put on Wegovy 1 week ago for weight loss. She stated that all of her thyroid levels were within normal range. She suffers from tension headaches. Period. She also has back pain as a result of herniated discs, a herniated disc at L4. She is not on any pain medication for this. She has regular menstrual periods one time a month. The patient is allergic to amoxicillin with an unspecified allergy. Surgical, the patient had her wisdom teeth removed last October. Social, the patient attended Quinnipiac College in Connecticut, where she studied communications. She graduated last May of 2023. Currently, she works as a coach for tumbling and acrobatics at Long Island University to college students. She would like to go into sports media. The patient used to do competitive cheering, acrobatics, and tumbling. She lives at home with parents, as mentioned previously. Her sister, age 26, also lives in the same town. She gets along very well with her parents. She has a good emotional support network with her family and friends. Developmental, the patient met her milestones on time. There are no behavior problems. There were no behavior problems. She was an average student. In high school, she did not get good grades, probably as a result of her anxiety. She reports a normal supportive upbringing. Diagnosis, panic disorder, obsessive compulsive disorder, trauma unspecified. Plan Prozac 40 milligrams POQAM to address panic attacks and obsessive compulsive symptoms. Discontinue buspirone 10 milligrams in the AM. The patient stated it didn't do anything for her anyway.